This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. President Obama's recent comments have market watchers wondering if Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke will be done when his term ends in January. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports on who has the inside track.
Speaking on Charlie Rose, the president had great things to say about Ben Bernanke, and he also said this.
He's already stayed a lot longer than he wanted or he was supposed to.
Steve Blitz is chief economist at ITG.
This next Fed chairman is going to be in charge of unwinding extraordinary monetary ease.
That means reining back the low interest rates and other incentives used to rev the economy out of recession.
That is not an easy job, and you have to do it in a way in which you don't undercut the economic recovery, and that also means keeping markets relatively stable.
If you brake too fast, you're going to cause an accident. Richard DeKayser is an economist with Wells Fargo. He says Tim Geithner is a possibility. Geithner was head of the New York Fed and was appointed Treasury Secretary when the recession hit.
Tim Geithner is known for crisis management. He's been on the spot in a number of ticklish situations going back to the Asian financial crisis.
Every nominee has vulnerabilities, of course.
A number of critics have suggested he's too friendly to Wall Street. I think that's sort of an unfortunate interpretation.
Then there's Larry Summers, also a former Treasury Secretary and former economic advisor to President Obama.
A brilliant economist.
DeKayser says he falls into the camp of focusing on unemployment versus inflation. He also has a reputation for
being a bit touchy.
There are other names, of course, but the one that most often comes up is
Janet Yellen.
Janet Yellen is currently the vice chair of the Fed, and that last voice was Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. In some quarters, Yellen has a reputation for being dovish. That's focusing on unemployment at the expense of inflation, but
the reason she's being dovish more often than not isn't because of a bias, I don't think. I think it's because that's been the appropriate policy more often than not.
Also in her favor, Yellen saw the housing crisis develop before most people did. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.